Okay, thanks much. Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board, National Finance Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of this committee. It is April 24th at 5:37 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our secretary is R. Paul Martin from WBAI. R. Paul, if you could go ahead and call the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd.
Here. Sorry. Here.
Oh, okay. Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd. No. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
Varn Williams.
Present.
Okay, that's 10. We have a quorum.
I thought so. Okay. The agenda for this evening was sent out fairly late, 4:24 p.m., so I'm going to go ahead and read it out loud. It's fairly straightforward, and we do have a time-certain item, so I don't think it should be too controversial. But anyway, here's what we've got. Call to order number one, approve draft agenda number two, approve pending minutes number three, KPFK budgetary check-in with the GM. That is a time certain for 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Number five, financial transparency work group report, which should be fairly brief. And number six, WPFW work group report, which will also be brief since there isn't one. So that's the draft. Does anybody want to make any changes or modifications or move to approve? It was sent out in writing at 7:24 p.m. Eastern time.
Question.
Okay, let's do Alex and then Barbara.
Is there anything scheduled for a closed session this evening?
There is not.
Okay, thank you.
Barbara, what was your question?
Well,
or comment. Sorry.
The timeline discussion that I was trying to get us to have, I thought was going to be on the agenda this evening. I know you don't care for this proposal, Tracy, but you did say in your email.
Oh, you're right. No, no, no. That's an error. I left it off.
It.
That's correct. No, that's correct. That's correct. I just forgot. Okay. So the question is where we put it. It has to be after the budgetary check-in. So it's up to you. Do you want to turn it into the new item five, new item six, or put it on at the end?
Well, I'd be happy to do it after the KPFA thing. I don't think it's going to be a long discussion because I can tell people aren't happy with me even bringing this up. But there's some things I'd like to say about how we communicate.
Okay. Barbara, this is an agenda.
So I think it would be good as number five.
Okay, so that's the modification. I apologize for leaving it off. It was just an oversight.
Question?
Point of information.
Yes. Who's in the background behind Campbell?
R. Paul.
R. Paul. Okay, thanks, R. Paul.
I need to know what to put this in as. What's the name of this item?
Barbara?
Budget timeline discussion.
Okay. I think it's proposed revision.
Proposal, maybe. Yeah, if you want to.
Okay. Either or. And we're putting it in as the new item five and pushing everything else down. Campbell, what's the point of information?
Small point, but on the East Coast, we're on standard time. I mean, daylight savings, you had mentioned standard time, but it's daylight saving.
Okay, fair enough.
In case somebody's checking
the record.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Without objection.
Okay, that sounds like without objection to me, the agenda is heretofore approved as amended. We'll move on to the approving of the minutes. I believe that we have minutes from our meeting 2 weeks ago on April 10th. Are there any minutes before that, R. Paul? Or is it only April 10th that we need to do?
No, all we have is April 10th.
Okay. April 10th was emailed out earlier today. Are there any comments, modifications, or a move to approve?
I move to approve the April 10th minutes.
Any objections? Okay, they are approved. Okay, with that, we have a time certain on the KPFK budgetary check-in. We will be speaking with the KPFK GM, Vernon Duncan, and that will be at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So, given that Bernard isn't with us yet, I think what we probably should do for the sake of time is continue with the agenda until he joins us. Would that be okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Then we'll just sort of leave off and pick up where we left off. So that will take us to the new item 5, and the new item 5 is the budgetary timeline revision. Hopefully folks will remember some documents were sent out about that. If not, I can go through some process of digging them up and resending them. But let's assume that we've all looked at them. My understanding is that what's on the table is a proposed revision to the timeline that was originally drafted and passed in March of 2011, and then we looked at it in our first NFC meeting this year and reapproved it to go forward. Or at least we looked at it and didn't make any changes. It's now being brought back with a proposed revision. Barbara, do you want to motivate the revision briefly, and then we'll have some discussion?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'd like to comment on a couple of things. You responded after I sent the full description of my proposal, and your last sentence said that the PNB is not going to be interested in rescinding the requirement for an on-time budget. And that's not what I'm proposing, that we don't have an on-time. I think we do have to have an on-time budget. That's not really the most important part of what I'm trying to propose here.
Okay.
also, you commented about how much time I'd had Maria spending on this. Maria only helped with a small part. There's not a lot of time of hers spent on this at all. But my concern was that the timeline, as it is written out, is not... It doesn't contain, certain parts of the information that do come into play, and that is it didn't emphasize very much of a role for the business managers. It does mention them once, but in fact, they were in the meetings from the beginning. And I think that some of the problems that treasurers are having working with business managers may be because this is a kind of vague description of the process as far as they're concerned, and I would like to see a little more structure just to the description of the tasks. That's why I proposed this chart that's I haven't really changed the basic deadlines, although I'm calling them check-in dates, at least in the beginning. And I would like to see if there isn't a way we could work more collaboratively on this, not so much time and energy spent scolding each other about not having this done and not having that done. I'm not saying that we shouldn't meet deadlines, but I just don't think there's enough recognition that the different stations' meetings are different schedules, and I just wanted us to have more cooperative work through this whole process, and that was why I was trying to supply a little more structure to the chart that you can look at that maybe the first time somebody's going through this process. Last year was the first time I went through it here, although I've worked with many groups and supervised groups of people doing report generating work, and so that's where my suggestions are coming from.
End to the queue.
Okay, anybody else on the stack? Okay, Ken, go ahead.
I must have dropped off for a second. Is this the first thing on the agenda now? That was just.
What happened is we are waiting for the KPFK general manager, who informed me that he would join us at 6 p.m. time certain. So at 6 p.m., we will chop this off.
Okay, well, then in my regards to the
I can't hear you very well.
In regard, speaking to the issue that Barbara's asking for an overhaul of our timeline for budget, I just want to briefly say it was effective last year. We cannot push our procedures down.
There's a lot of noise on the line.
I can't hear you, Ken.
Okay. It's not advisable to minimize our procedures to accommodate the slowest, least competent people. We have to create pressure.
Does everybody hear all this noise?
Madam Chair.
Yes, but we're trying to listen so we can hear.
Ah.
That's
okay,
better.
Great.
Go ahead, Ken.
Somebody close the door on a dog pound. Good. it isn't good to push down to the lowest standard to accommodate the least competence or the weakest link. We have five stations plus Pacifica Radio Archives to get the budgets through. There is urgency and duress. It has to be applied. We are not here deciding, we're pushing to get the budgets done. It is appropriate for there to be stress. It is appropriate for there to be pressure and demand. It is inappropriate to go through, how do you feel about this? I hope you're not upset. You want to take another week? Well, that's fine. Give me a call when you're feeling better. That will not get this place to run. A manifestation of this was the extreme 12-month delay in getting caging or lock boxes implemented at KPFA, and the same thing's going on KPFK. It's too soft, too weak, too accommodating of incompetence. So I think and also, this budget timeline worked last year. We got the budgets done on time for the first time in several years. I would really object to modifying any of the procedures unless you want to make them tougher and stiffer and more demanding.
Kimberly, sir. LaVarne.
Yeah, I haven't spoken that quite yet, but we'll see. The conversation. Okay, so we have Kim.
You're very muted, Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy, we can't hear you.
Okay, sorry. Well, as I was saying, no one's proposing that quite yet, but of course we're continuing to talk, so who knows. I'm just joking. Kim is next on the...
We missed a joke. You were offline.
Well, I tried twice, so forget it. So Kim is next on the stack, followed by Clavarne. I want to be on the stack at some point. Kim, you're up.
I'd also like to answer Ken Nipwin.
After I speak, Barbara, or
I'm just saying that to Tracy wherever she wants
to. Okay.
You're
kind of taking a liberty about how all the stations operate, and our business manager really has not, in my time, ever been involved in the budget. So I'd like it if he was, but he's never been. So to put. I mean, it doesn't matter what you put in there. He's not going to be a different person. And not suddenly going to... I don't know. I mean, each station is different. Each business manager does different things. And to put this word or that word in there is just... it's pointless.
Okay, I think LaVarne was next on the stack, if you're done, Kim.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't either, but I'm just a lot of words as to why we're spending time on this, but nevertheless.
Well, we're a committee, so if things come before us, we deal with them. Ouch. LaVon? LaVon?
Anyone?
Okay.
Really
LaVon seems to have disappeared. I had myself and Barbara
Hello?
On the back.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, what? Now we can. You're up.
It's the office phone. So basically, we did receive a budget from the KPFK business manager with all of the sheets there. In fact, I circulated it a number of times today. So just want to state that the KPFK business manager did create a budget. We circulated it, which I hate to do, send things out on the day of the meeting, but I did. So, but the other point is that the points and stuff that Barbara has raised, that if her station wants to create a detail outline with, you know, all of these things in there and outline in every step, that's wonderful. That's really good. Put that in your manual. But the timelines and the due dates that everyone has agreed on, that's what we plan to do. As we said, we had the budget timeline, and it was adhered to last year, and we were able to produce a budget on time. So, you know, all the details and the changes and everything, great, write all that up, put it in your manual, but it has to adhere to the timeline that has been passed, that I believe by this committee and by the PNB. Thanks.
Okay. Before I go to myself and second rounders, is there anybody else who hasn't spoken on this who wants to?
Bill.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well,
you're up, Bill.
I still wanted to respond.
Right. I said people who hadn't spoken about it first, you know, for the first go round. Then we'll go into the second go round. Bill, you're up.
Okay, thanks. I just forwarded to you, if any of you missed it, the comparison chart that Tracy sent out last week, or maybe it was the week before last, sort of comparing the version that we approved last year with the one that Barbara's proposing. So I encourage you to look at that. I think, like Ken was saying, and LaVar, I think we made big improvements last year, and largely because of the we tried to stick with the deadlines that were in there. I think the deadlines were fine. And as Lamar mentioned, if Barbara wants more detail for internal use at KPFA, that's fine, but we shouldn't change the dates. But one of the more serious problems is with changing it as proposed is, if you recall, one of the things we added last year was a provision. So if an LSB didn't get around to approving a budget, that the process wouldn't just stall, because the year before, KPFK didn't do that, and it went on and on and on and on and delayed. Instead of having it in at the 1st of August, by April of the following year, we still didn't have a budget, and so the PNB finally acted on one and approved one. But we don't want that to happen again. It really impacts our audits, and it affects planning, and you know, all the stations deserve to have an approved budget by the beginning of the fiscal year. And without some mechanism to allow the NFC to do a budget for the station, if the station fails to do it, then we're going to be setting ourselves up for a really big problem. So I don't see any reason to change the timeline that we had last year.
Okay. Well, hopefully we're going to get pretty close to finishing this up. Is there anyone else who wants to speak for the first time? Okay. Then Barbara?
Well, I'd like to – I knew people would misunderstand some of this, and that's fine. I am not actually saying that we should really completely change the timeline. It was more – my emphasis is this description of how we're relating to each other about this. And, Ken, you know, you are a great one for a strong pushing, and I hear you about the stress, and then you characterize what I'm saying as though it's something that it's not, as though it's a willy-nilly nothing little party. That is not the characteristic that I would describe what I'm trying to convey here. And then, Bill, this business about what happens if a station doesn't get its budget, the description that I sent on the 18th, I think it was, 16th, of my proposal was that I left that out because I think it's a policy statement, and I think it should be in the record, and I just thought it was misplaced there. That's all. I can see that this, you know, this is a very brief discussion is all we need to have here. I'm not for a lot of angry language at each other. I think it's very unproductive. And I don't really think we need that in order to get the work done. And I'm not objecting to having to have the budget on time. I'm just trying to approach this committee about the way we address each other about these matters. That's all.
Okay. Unless someone has a burning desire to speak, I'm willing to call the question here. Does anyone have a burning desire?
I didn't even think there was a motion, really.
Well, I think a proposed revision was put forward. If you would like to withdraw it as the maker of
well,
the,
I get enough
offer,
opportunities to be the only person voting in one way, and I don't think it's there's any point anyway. So,
okay, I'm not quite sure what that means, but I think the way it technically works, although we're committee, so our Paul, if I'm falling off of parliamentary procedure, stop me, but I think it works the way it works is if it wasn't formally seconded by anyone, it is fine for the maker of any proposal to withdraw it, and I'm going to take that as a withdrawal.
Fine.
Of the revision. Is that fair? Is that what you're saying, Barbara?
Yes, withdraw it.
Okay. Our Paul, can we do that in your esteemed opinion?
I'm sitting here typing away, and nobody made a formal motion at any point during this discussion.
That's what I thought.
It's called timeline proposal discussion I have, and we had a discussion.
Okay, great. Awesome. All right, then we have surmounted that item. So the question is whether the KPFK GM is here. It is possible that what the KPFK GM meant by submitting his report is that he was not going to be here, but that was not clear to me. So, Kim, Ken, do you have any insight as to whether he'll be joining us?
Did you send him the number?
Call in. Yes, I did.
I thought he was going to be here. He never said anything different.
Okay. I thought so, too.
Did someone
Bernard,
join us?
Are you joining us? Hello? Okay, hi. Well, he's not here yet, and of course it is just 6 o'clock, so he's not even officially late.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell?
Yes. Did you send the information that, let's see, I believe you had received from the KPFK GM to the committee yet?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Okay. What was the subject line on that, please?
Go check.
Forward NFC meeting.
Board NFC
meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, we certainly can, if necessary, read that report out loud and go through whatever process we can go through without him. If that's not possible, is there anyone on this call who has his cell phone number and wants to make an attempt to track him down?
I could do that.
Well, give it a go. If you're not able to connect and he doesn't show up, then we'll work off of the written item that we received.
Okay.
Because I don't want to jump to conclusions. It's only, 6:01.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be back.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and read it, then, Tracy? We could just listen for a while.
Yeah, we could do that. Sure. Hold on a second. I will dig it up. Or I'll make our Paul do it, one or the other. He seems to be the one who can find it.
I have it if you want.
I have a printed copy in front of me. If...
Terrific. That sounds like a plan to me.
All right. Bernard. Okay. Collection is that it's fairly long, so maybe we will split it up and people will do a paragraph or two. And leave it at that. I'm having trouble finding this, even though all of you can find this. That's strange. Well, I know that Bill has it and Barbara has it. Bill, you want to start off by reading the first couple paragraphs, and then you can hand it off to somebody else.
Okay, now we're talking about reading the note that Bernard Duncan sent to us, right?
Yes.
Okay, Pacific and National Finance Committee is the heading, UK budget discussion, March 2012, income and costs.
Hello?
Did somebody join us?
Me, Kim. I talked to him. He said he was having problems getting on, but he was going to try it again.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Bernard, hi. Hi.
Hi, Tracy. How are you doing?
Good. You made it. Okay, good. All right. Well, we were just about figuring out how we were going to do this without you, but I guess we don't have to. I think the most helpful way to start might be for you to take us through the report that you sent, since we're just about to look at that. And then we'll kind of take it from there. So could you maybe talk us through it a bit and kind of hit the highlights?
I'm not sure which bit difficult to understand.
I'm sorry. You sent us a report called Pacifica National Finance Committee KPFK Budget Discussion.
Yep.
And I thought that perhaps we would start by just having you kind of talk us through that and maybe kind of hit the highlights there.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to start, and then we will work through a couple of things coming out of that.
Sure thing. Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, I mean, clearly we are all agreed that increased income is what we require because we have something of a deficit in the budget thus far for the financial, and it is commonly agreed that membership-based revenue is the key thing that we need to address here because with increased membership we will have increased revenue. We are constantly faced with the issue that of the listening audience, only about between 8 and 10% of them actually pony up with any funds during the year. But what we've done is to try and actually increase membership is to raise awareness as cheaply as we possibly can. And to that end, I've engaged a professional fundraising organization, which is canvassing on the street corners, the way Greenpeace do. This group has worked with the ACLU in the past, and they're also going door to door with information about KPFK, talking to people about it, and reporting back to us on a weekly basis. And interestingly enough, as I think I noted, while the returns have been modest at this stage, they've been on the street for just over a month. The number of forms that are coming back with people who have made donations or who have signed up as members is quite dramatic in terms of the number of people they're encountering and speaking to who haven't a clue what or who we are. And I think that's probably one of the keys to success is getting that message out there. And while in the past a bunch of people who have talked about raising awareness have talked about advertising among other things, we don't have the ability to do that right now. So what we're doing is trying to do little guerrilla warfare stuff out there in the marketplace, and this is just one of them. We also had a meeting about just recently. I mean, I've been working with a local person who has some ins to some major donors. And so what we're going to try and do is get back to that. So the people who have donated to us in big numbers in the past 5-10 years, and I'm compiling a list of those now, and we'll go and hit them up again just to sort of remind them that we're here. One of the issues I've come across in talking with major donors myself in the most recent past, one of them actually said to me, I stopped listening to you and giving you money when you started advertising vitamins. And that was kind of, you know, it was kind of a compelling and telling thing for me to hear, because that's really what people are hearing. That's what some people are hearing when they hear our fund drives or some of our health and spirituality programming. And that's a concern, and it's a concern that we need to address.
Personal privilege for a moment, please.
Campbell, okay.
I can't quite. You're speaking rather quickly, and there's one phrase that they stopped giving when something happened.
When we started, in his words, when we started selling vitamins.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Or well, it might have been. Sorry, Campbell. I'll try and speak more slowly, and you try and listen more quickly.
No, Bernard, it's helpful if you're talking into the phone more. You were kind of far
right.
away as well.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I've got a headset on, Kim, but I've just adjusted it. Thank you for noticing. Yeah, he either said selling vitamins or he said advertising vitamins, and that speaks to me about some of the premiums we have during Fund Drive, and some of them are less comfortable than others, even for me, I have to say. But even in recent times, a donor who called me in January, he called me with reference to the solar project because he'd given significant funds towards that, and he said that, you know, he didn't want his money back, but he wanted to know about certain projects that might be able to be addressed. And as it happened, we had just realized that we realized that we needed some specific technical repairs done. And so I went back to him, and he said, well, you can certainly put my donation towards that, and I will cover whatever else is expected up to $10,000. So, for me, it's getting that face-to-face meeting with some of these people and just extending to them the fact that we are still here. If they've stopped listening, they can come back to us. We want to hear what they want to hear. We want to talk to them. So that's one of the other aspects that we're looking at. We've also been quite heavily involved in outreach events in the last little while. Some of these are pretty small ones, but some of them are bigger than others. And without too much labor intensiveness, we're trying to make ourselves more visible through events out in the community that return us an over-the-top net income beyond what they cost us. So we're concentrating on that to a degree. I'm of the view that we can do a lot of small ones, and that becomes more labor-intensive and doesn't have a major payoff for us. And what we need is frankly, a major payoff. Or we can take a risk once in a while and do something big in the hope that that does generate something more impressive for us. And so I'm concentrating on some of those things, too, with a variety. We are looking, as I know BAI is doing, at a text to donate, but that will be pretty small in the initial stages. So it's just another one of those things we're throwing in. We're also starting to crank up again membership follow-up, lapsed memberships, members that have either not come back to us or who have for any reason decided to stop their payments, whether that's because of the economic situation or in their personal terms or because it's something that they don't like about the station. We're going to try and embark on greater follow-up to get those members back on board. And I put in there to the outreach and promotion part of what we're doing, which kind of goes hand in hand to the events thing. But there are untapped communities in our marketplace that I think we need to get into. We all agree that our current listenership is aging and disappearing. On that score, I'm looking into cranking up a request in the nicest possible way, but also trying to bring in a new group of younger people who will attract with them another bunch of younger people as well who, when they become financial, can become contributors to the station and can help us to survive. And the last thing I just noted there is that one of the things that has surprised me more than anything else since I got here is my perception of the lack of fundraising that our local station board does. And this is a local station board of a not-for-profit organization as a committee of the PNB, and I think that there is a responsibility that goes with that that I don't think is being fulfilled, and I'd like to encourage our local station board members to help us out more with the fundraising. Oh, the last one I put on the list there was just the grants. We've assembled a list of grant funding organizations. This is going to be a tricky one because we have to work with grant funding organizations that meet with our mission, and that restricts us to a greater or lesser degree, but that's something that we're investigating and working through. There is a significant number of them there, and we will work through their parameters and get a bit of a scattergun approach to some of those to fire out some applications and see what they bring back. Will that get us going for a little while?
That sounds good. That was, I guess, the building income part of the report.
Yep. Well, the cost containment part. Well, it's pretty straightforward. We need to continue to provide a service that people will want to listen to. That costs us money to do. I've said this to anybody who cares to listen. I've been in this biz for almost 32 years. I've never encountered the technical issues that I've encountered at this station in my life before. It seems to me that every time we get something fixed, something else falls over. And I've been at pains to say to my local station board that, and with the exception of the transmitter we bought at the end of last year, everything we operate both in the building and on our various hills is either is between 10, 15, and sometimes more years old. And it runs 24 hours a day, and it runs 7 days a week. And there has got to be some wear and tear on those things. And, you know, if a benefactor was to drop $250,000 in my lap, I could overhaul everything, but that ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I think there's going to be some discussion, which I think is good. Let me just sort of run through the questions that we were kind of trying to focus this conversation around, several of which I think you've answered, but a couple of which maybe we could get a little more detail on. One of them was the simple question of, in addition to the board fundraising, which I heard you, are there any other statements that you would make or ideas that you might have regarding what the larger national board, national office, you know, the rest of Pacifica could do to help KPFK through this period of time when it's coming up short on its budget?
Have I thought about that, Tracy? The short answer to that is no, I probably haven't, but I know that my the delegates from my LSB are, as I understand it, quite vocal members of the PNB, and I'm pretty sure they represent us pretty well in that respect. If you have a Swiss bank account, I'm more than willing to tap into that, but I doubt that anybody does, and I know that we're not the only station that is struggling right now. I'm open to any suggestion that the PNB might have that can help us out.
Okay. The other sort of, you know, the thing that we were kind of trying to focus in on was a little bit about an analysis about why the budget came up short. You know, what were the places or the specific places where the problems occurred, and are there any, you know, clear or obvious or intuitive ways in which some of that could be addressed? So do you have any sort of insight on sort of the specifics of where the budget didn't connect with what actually happened and why, that you might want to mention it? If you don't, it's fine.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine, Tracy. I mean, it's not even insight. It's kind of obvious. It's like we've had, what, three drives so far this year. Well, the first one we fell considerably short on. We fell, it was a $1 million drive. We only pulled in $830,000. So we were behind the eight ball from the get-go. Because that one was supposed to be $1 million, the initial target for the December one was $250,000. But I raised that to $350,000. We pulled in something like $265,000. So we beat the original target on the budget, but that wasn't enough to help us through. Likewise, the initial target for the February drive was $1 million. We came in at $960,000 and change, which was better. But essentially, what we've got is an income deficit going forward from the beginning and going forward. In addition to that, in terms of expenses, while I said this to the LSB Finance Committee last year when we discussed technical maintenance and various other maintenance bits and pieces, I said to them, I can change the numbers on the budget, but I can't stop stuff from breaking. And that's essentially what has happened. You know, the number looked great on paper, but in reality, it's not sustainable in terms of maintenance. I think those are probably the two key areas that I would focus on.
I would agree. That's what I got when I looked at it. So, okay. So there's nothing there that is out of alignment. Okay. Well, I think at this point I'm going to open up. What we're trying to do here to some degree is information gather. So if possible, let's focus on questions because we have plenty of time as a committee to get into comments and analysis together. What we're really trying to do is get information from the GM that we couldn't otherwise get so that our comments are well-informed. So I have a couple of questions, but at this point, you know, the stack's open, so who wants to be on the stack?
Alex.
Barbara, okay. Anybody else?
I did.
Alex.
Who was that?
Alex.
Alex, okay.
I did
all right,
not,
well,
I did not ask to be on the stack, Tracy.
Okay, I hallucinate. Okay, so I heard Alex.
I think it was those dogs again.
And Bill.
Ken? Okay, I hear Bill. I think I heard Ken.
Okay, let's start with Alex Bilken in that order.
Bernard, you mentioned something about the premiums and how they've turned some people off, and that's been my experience too with WBAI, and I'm very upset at some of the premiums we've been using. However, I must say that despite what I think of the quality of some of the premiums, they do seem to bring in funds. And I'm wondering, aside from the anecdote you conveyed about the listener who didn't like the vitamin premiums, do you actually have some figures comparing fundraising when you had these kind of premiums from the time when you weren't using these kind of premiums? Can you actually say that they are a net loss or a net gain?
I don't believe, Alex, in financial terms that they are a net loss, but I think in reality and in real terms they are an audience loss. And I think what I'm experiencing here is that the people who are concentrated on our radio station during fund drives are not necessarily the audience that listen to KPFK because it's a Pacifica station that strives to meet the Pacifica mission. And I think that's a real concern, because if we turn off our audience for 3 weeks at a time because of something, and, you know, to put it bluntly, some of them are challenging to me as well. And, I mean, I don't want to go into politics, but some of the more conspiracy theory-based stuff is challenging for me as a listener. And I listen to KPFK for a certain type of public affairs programming and for a certain type of cultural programming, and I don't get that in the drives. What I do get is some hard sell. I mean, I get on and pitch stuff myself, but some things I won't pitch because of my comfort level. But, I mean, I'm trying to encapsulate an answer for you, Alex, and I think the answer is I don't have numbers, but I do know that these premiums are certainly things that work for us to the degree where we repeat those programs far too many times. Something that I would really like to stop. But every time we repeat them, you know, it goes like gangbusters. So certainly they are actually supporting what we're able to bring in right now very strongly.
Just to clarify, Bernard, I basically agree with what you're saying. I just think it's important to clarify that there are two separate issues here. Number one, whether these kind of premiums serve the Pacifica mission and build the audience the way we want it to be built. And number two, whether they are raising funds in the short term or not. And those are two entirely separate questions.
Yep. I agree with that, and I agree with the sentiment, and I think that we continue to use them probably at our audience building cost.
Yeah.
However,
okay,
you know, as you note in the short term, they are income generators.
Yeah. Bill, you're next on the stack.
Okay, thank you, Bernard. This is Bill Crozier from KPFT. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for writing up the summary. Most of our stations have a lot of the same problems, as I guess you know from talking to the other GMs. And so I'm hoping that we can pool our resources more, our experiences, and figure out what works for one of us may work more for the others also. So part of my question is, how much coordination are you doing with the other GMs? Because, you know, frankly, just about all of us have these same issues, and we've talked about all of the same revenue-enhancing ideas. A lot of us are limited in just getting around to doing it or having enough people or figuring out how to engage the boards. But I'd also like to point out that, you know, the recovery plan that we approved a couple of months ago after a long time of discussion, it includes a lot of the suggestions from you and the other GMs. And it's the main your emphasis is on increasing revenue. So I was wondering if you've had a chance to try any of those or get them started. Some of them I don't realize take time, but I hope that I hope you can try some of those out, work with the other GMs and figure out which things work and which don't, so we don't all repeat the same mistakes, because we need to learn from each other. We all need this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Bill. I'm not sure if the recovery plan is entirely correct, but most of it I think is actually very, very well designed and very well thought out and very well articulated, and I was very pleased to see it. I don't know if Arlene is on the call, but the situation with the GMs is we do discuss this stuff at least weekly, and at the moment there is some sharing of what's been working for us and what hasn't been. In fact, one in particular, I know that we had some major success with in August and December which you know was on that, on, from my way of thinking, was on that borderline of the health and spirituality thing. It was a meditation pack. And I mean, I'm not going to go into detail, but it made us some significant money, and I know that BAI had some success with it too. And I understand that that PFA may well use it in their May drive. But I think that that's an important component, and I'm glad you brought it up. I think that that sort of cooperation is actually going to be what will get us through this, and the sharing of information. And while I've got you there, my sympathies on your transmission issues.
Yeah, we're going through, I guess, what you did and what WPFW did a couple of years ago.
Yeah. But no, I think what you're saying is exactly right. And yes, the recovery plan is right there in front of mind.
Okay. Ken,
on the recovery plan progress, that would be helpful. Let us all know, and let the other GMs know what works, what doesn't work. Maybe if each GM could try get going on one of the things, you know, pick your favorite right away, and we can see which one's, you know, working better and how to make them more effective.
Yeah, I'm writing that down, Bill. I like it. Certainly would be amenable to doing that, because if we can actually spread that recovery plan load and see what is going on, and at least as we do it, we all get some benefit from it. I think that's a really good way forward. I would hate to be the one. I would hate to be the one who picks the thing that isn't going to work.
You two are Crosstalk City. That's okay. All right. So I think that we're moving the stack forward. I think Ken was next on it.
Okay, Bernard, have you tried taking the vitamins?
No, I'm on a whole bunch of other pills for a whole bunch of other stuff, Kim.
What about the meditation?
I used to do that, but I used to go to sleep, and so, you know, not so good. I don't take the vitamins. Do you take the vitamins?
Yes, I do, but I was just joking, trying to bring a little levity in.
And I appreciate it.
I really didn't mean that seriously.
Don't question
it. But I did want to bring up something significant.
Please.
The transmitter problems have been affecting us since December, cutting our power in half.
Since the Nortel was installed, we have been on and off half power. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so I know that that doesn't cut our signal exactly in half, but it gives us poor quality at the edges.
It's actually worse than that from my perspective too, because what it does is it cuts the ability for our translators south and north to pick up a clean signal, and that's one of the big issues for me now. So there's that as well as what you were saying.
All right. So let's say it's cutting our distribution 60% of what it had been previously. That to me seems like, in other words, if I turn off 40 or 50% of the radios that were listening or could be listening, I'm going to do horror on the fund drives. It seems like without any sophisticated remedies, if we could recover the strength of our signal, it should directly increase the effectiveness of our fund drives.
I don't know that it would be as pronounced a drop as you suggest, because metropolitan LA and the surrounding areas are still very well covered, and that's, as I understand it, where the bulk of the audience is. But certainly in those outlying areas, we will suffer from that signal being lower powered than optimal. And that's exactly, I mean, you've got it in a nutshell. If we were able to maintain that power and reach those outlying areas, yes, I mean, I get phone calls from people all the time who say that the signal is muddy and, you know, they want to listen and they want to contribute, but right now it's painful to do so.
You don't think that repairing it, bringing us back up to 100% performance will increase more than 20% in fund drive? Doing nothing, all things staying the same.
Yeah, I couldn't put a figure on it, but I would say that's probably conservative. I would say at least 20%. Yeah, just at a rough, you know, at a guess, really.
Okay. All right, that's my only consideration. That's the only thing I wanted to mention.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I am going to keep myself on the stack. Who else wants to be on it?
I was on there.
Okay, who else? Okay, go ahead, Kim.
I just want to...
my understanding is that those health premiums bring in 40% of the money that we're making. That is not including Gary Null. That's just my understanding. And the only one... Pardon me? Did somebody say something? Hello?
I didn't say anything.
We're still here.
So those are, those are some numbers on that. And yes, it's a problem. But one of the problems is, of course, our fund drives last too long. And in order to make what we made, we've increased our fund drives 10 days above what we said we were going to do to date. So it's partially the kind of things we do for fund drives and partially that our fund drives are too long. I planned a strategy, Bernard, I suggested a strategy session for improving our fund drives, and no programmer showed up and no PD showed up. So in terms of improving our fund drives, I don't, I tried. I'm concerned that I don't understand this whole thing about this new Knotel that was going to kind of do everything that we needed it to do, and then we find out that it's not going to do anything until we buy the second one. This is a severe concern to me and something I think we need to address because all the outreach in the world, the best outreach that we have is our radio signal.
Okay.
And if that's not working, all the little coffee clutches that we do is not really going to get us where we need to go. And I guess that's it.
Okie doke. A couple things. I'm interested in your calculation on the additional days, and I'm also interested in where that comes from, but that's fine. I'm sure you always work out things really carefully. The Knotel, to my way of thinking, was never going to be the answer to everything. It was going to be something that was reliable at this period. And the idea is to combine it with the one Armstrong transmitter that is sometimes working, but that's proving very problematic. When we have the Armstrong in the air, we are at over 100,000 watts. But it seems to me that when that gets on the air, something in it starts to fall over, and we need to go back to the Knotel. Once those two are combined, we'll be very close to full power. If we did have two new transmitters, and, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff here, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus in any way, shape, or form, but it strikes me that when we are told by our consultant that these Armstrongs are actually not designed to work at this altitude anyway, and yet they were recommended way back when, that bugs me a little bit. And I just wanted to make that point. If we did have two solid-state transmitters, the effective radiated power would be full power for us now. What we're trying to do is keep the one Armstrong that is in 90% working order actually working. The other thing I just wanted to go back to is your mention of what percentage of the fund drives is generated by the health and spirituality premiums, and I think you're on the money there. I think your assessment of that is fine. And there was one other point I wanted to make in response to something. The strategy session that you asked a resolution to have done. Yeah, I thought it was a good idea too. The PD was out of the country during that time and didn't attend. In this most recent one, I'm not sure what the story was with the previous one, but that's immaterial. But I will say, and it will be no secret to you or any member of the LSB here in LA, that there is an extreme wariness of the LSB among the programmers and among the staff. And I would have liked to see a better turnout. However, I did not expect a better turnout. And that's upsetting and it's unfortunate. But it's kind of the way it is.
Okay.
I don't know what that noise is.
That's all right.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
I'd like to speak again, if possible, Alex.
LaVarne.
You can. You can, but probably after me. LaVarne, that's a first up. Anybody else? Okay, LaVarne, go ahead.
Okay, I'll have to stay on the speakerphone. Thank you for being here tonight, Bernard. I really appreciate that. And just want to talk some about, Kim had some information about the percentage of pledges that are related to the health and spirituality. That also, when we talk about the amount of funds that are raised, the funds that are raised are used directly for the current structure in terms of the for the expense structure that we have, which includes the staff. So when we start talking about how we can, move to a version of fundraising or premiums, you know, number one, we really have to look at staff, look at the structure, and look at, because the funds may support the current structure. So we realize that if it's 40%, we want to reduce that. So the very first thing you'll have to do is look at how do you restructure the expenses that we have, which is basically the staff. So that's where that really goes, and you have to be able to really seriously consider that when we start talking about, you know, reducing the number of days, reducing, not allowing certain types of fundraising, but you still have that same expense structure. It cannot be supported with reduced revenue. So just a bit, again, thank you, Bernard, and I really appreciate the points that you've made.
Okay, LaVarne, I appreciate you making those points too. This is completely unrelated, but, I look, and I know the bylaws are the bylaws, but, you know, I look at us going into a year where we're expected to have an LSB election that's going to cost us money we simply don't have, and I can't see the logic in that. I need to get my head around why we can't postpone for a year, for argument's sake. But, you know, that's to do with, again, with the cost structure. And clearly, if we've got something that's going to cost us $250,000 we simply don't have, it strikes me as a bit of a no-brainer to look at that as much as anything else.
Okay, this is Tracy. I'm putting myself on the stack, and Alex is after me. Thanks, Bernard, for coming. I understand. I'm glad to see that the analysis that I had by looking at your financial statements was pretty parallel with much of what you said. I saw the unanticipated revenue shortfalls, and I saw the technical and expenses as being considerably more than was budgeted, and that involved both some off-budget expenses and some unanticipated things and some after thought and some errors and a number of items. And obviously, those two things going together.
Tracy, you're fading.
Okay,
Tracy,
sorry. And obviously, those two things happening together are a bit of a perfect storm. I'm glad to see that the numbers are not quite as bleak at the end of March as they were at the end of February. At the end of February, they looked extremely bleak with a $400,000 structural deficit. That's down to about a little bit less than $200,000, which is a slightly less scary number, but of course that may stretch out as we get into the leaner part of the year with less fundraising drives. I guess my questions for you are basically about, because the revenue growth ideas are all solid, but they're also sort of long-term, as often outreach is. And, of course, you've got a short-term cash emergency. And if, in fact, being at full power is a high priority, and I think it should be, then we've got a serious cash shortfall. There's not enough money. So my question becomes, basically, where are the economies, if there are, in fact, economies that need to be taken? And I'm not talking about specifics, but I am talking about sort of capacities. I hear you about the LSB election, but to be realistic, KPFK's share of that is in the vicinity of $40,000, and we're talking, if that, and we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it isn't really, in and of itself, the trigger item here, or it doesn't compose the item that's out of whack. So I guess what I'm asking about is when I look at the cutting costs part of your document, I don't get a very clear answer. And sometimes it is, in fact, necessary, at least in the short term, to cut costs because revenue is not going to explode upwards, and you have a radio station that needs money to stay on the air. So I guess I'm looking for another, for a little bit more detailed analysis of where, if this is necessary, here is where we potentially have some capacity. Can you address that at all?
This is not closed session, correct?
This is not closed session. If we need to have a closed session conversation with you, we can do it. We are talking in general terms.
Yeah, well, I mean, across the board, we need to look at where the costs are coming in. And I got to tell you, $40,000 is no small amount of money given the situation that we're in. And I would be very happy to pull that line item out of the budget and use it to address even some of the deficit. I would be more than happy to do that. I do, however, note that because KPFK is maintaining a certain level of income generation, that it is up to date with its national office views, and I think that that's an important thing for us to recognize, and we are in fact paying those, and we are up to date. I think that if I could cut costs in maintenance, I would certainly do that. I know that when we put the budget together at the end of last year, I had some hard conversations with some of our utility and service providers that knocked some money off the original budget that I proposed to the local station board finance committee, and I think that I'm also in the process of concluding a complete staff evaluation that was based on a resource questionnaire that I distributed right at the end of last year. All of those have come back. I've just managed to get my way through all of them, and what they will do is result in fresh job descriptions that look at what the resources of the station are. And I'm not trying to set, and I won't set the hairs running here by saying any immediate changes are in the offing, but clearly I'm trying to address all of those costs across the board.
Okay.
And we'll look at all of those things.
Okay, that was kind of what I wanted to hear. Okay, I think Alex was next on the staff for a second.
And then, Kim, I have one more.
Okay, Alex, go ahead.
Bernard, as you know, Spanish language programming has been a big and contentious issue at KPFK, as it should be, I suppose, given the demographics of the Los Angeles area. I'd like you to give me your opinion as to the impact of Spanish language programming on your bottom line. Do you think that the Spanish language programming is enhancing your revenue stream, is taking away from it? I happen to be of the opinion that it's very difficult to have two different languages on one radio station. I do think we need to do something for Spanish language programming, but I'm not quite sure how that should be done, and I'm just wondering what the financial impact is at this point. Do you have any ideas about that? Arbitrons might be a clue here, although we know that, of course, arbitrons are biased, but they provide the only kind of data we have at this point.
Yeah, they're not the only data we have with respect to fund drives, Alex. And I think that the whole Spanish language question is a vast one that we don't have time to discuss here, and I don't want to get into here. But what I can tell you is that when we preempt Spanish language programming and do pitching in English during those hours, we make money. If we don't preempt Spanish language programming, we make money, but considerably less money than we make if we either repeat a successful pitch or we do something else in those hours. So the short answer to your question is we make less money when the Spanish language programming is on the air during Fund Drive.
All right. I think Kim is next.
I just want to we've been trying to get some really good information about all of our transmitter needs, and we did request some, you know, real information about it for tonight's meeting. So I'm going to request again that we get this information, accurate information on our transmitter needs to evaluate that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Arlene to the staff.
Is that it, Kim?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that you wanted that for this meeting. I'm sorry, I must have misheard. But yes, we're in the process of compiling exactly that material that was requested, I think, at the local station board finance
committee. Well, it's been requested several times, you know, many ways. It is important information for us.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to prioritize what we do on a daily basis, and I accept that it is important for you, and I hear your plea.
Arlene, to the stack. Hello?
Hi,
yes,
Arlene.
I hear you.
It doesn't sound like Tracy's on.
I'm here. Just a second. Okay, I heard you, Arlene. Anybody else? Arlene, go ahead.
Yes, we have a meeting on Thursday to discuss those issues in depth with both technical consultants, our national technical director, and the local people. So we're working on getting that information together, Kim.
Okay.
We're working to get real answers to the questions.
I'd like a report.
Bill, quick question.
We'll get one, but we can't give it until we have the information. I'm sorry.
Can I ask more questions, Bill?
Yes, you can, Bill.
Arlene, does that meeting include KPFT and our transmitter problems, I hope?
No, but we're going to do one on that one, too.
Okay.
Oh, you mean this is just for KPFK?
This one is just KPFK.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So how are we doing? It's not 7 o'clock. Pacific time yet, but I think we've pretty much gone through this. Is there anyone else who would like some last words? Okay. Thank you, Bernard, for joining us. We'll get back to you if there's anything further that we need. Yes?
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the time to have a chat with you all, and thank you for cheering in such an efficient manner.
Okay.
Now I can get back to cooking dinner. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Bernard.
Bye.
Okay, guys. All right. So here we are. So
thank everybody for helping with my station. Thank you all.
We're going to do more. This is just the beginning, but we needed to sort of go through this process with the GM. So there will be some follow-up, as there will be with Washington. Let's go back and finish up the last couple items on the agenda, which will be fast, and then we can talk a bit about next steps for the following meeting and what we need to do. The next item that we just needed to touch on quickly was the financial transparency document that Marcus and I were supposed to be working on. I did write a draft, and I did send it to Marcus, and I haven't heard anything since, so I'm going to take this opportunity to say to Marcus, have you received it? Do you have any thoughts about it? Except that Marcus is not here. Marcus, are you there?
I do have received it, and maybe we can chat. I mean, it looked fine, and maybe we can chat later this week about it.
Okay, that sounds good. So at the next meeting, Marcus and I will have chatted, we'll have made any modifications that we're going to make, and we will hopefully have a draft policy to present to you guys for discussion. The last item involves Washington, and the Washington sort of task force has not met, and I'm sorry about that. That has to do mostly with me not making the effort. So if we could put that sort of loosely on the agenda for the next 2 weeks, that would be great.
Will do. I'm ready.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So with that, Los Angeles, I think we have a pretty good idea who is on that. It's mostly the L.A. folks, Barbara Whipperman. And was it Jim Boyd from Texas, or was it you, Bill?
I thought it was Bill.
Sorry, I was muted. I'm sorry. Was it to do which, though, to review the...
Were you on the LA or the Washington group?
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I
thought he was on the KPFK group.
That could be. Okay. So we'll have to scoop up Barbara and Bill, but other than that, we're probably pretty much ready to go ahead with that.
We have that in the minutes. I wrote it down in the minutes to
That's where I saw it.
Who's on what thing for which station? So it's in the minutes. I could bring that up.
Yes, it's absolutely in the minutes. I was just doing shorthand because I couldn't remember and didn't have the minutes in front of me, so thanks. Well, if you guys are okay with this, and this is partially about me, so if you're not okay, you can say so. I could do with a fairly short meeting tonight. So would it be all right at this point for us to adjourn with the proviso that we are going to have these separate station-focused meetings?
Without objection?
This is Ken on a point just before we adjourn.
Right. The idea being that we will make up for the hour we would normally spend together doing these sort of station-focused smaller groups. Ken, what's your question?
I just want to clarify what the protocol will be for that. So the subgroups will meet, and what will happen next week? In other words, our next meeting next month, and we'll go back over KBFK?
Our next meeting will be in 2 weeks from now, early May, and yes, we will go back over KPFK. And also WPFW. We will start crafting some specific recommendations. I expect that we will have those at least in draft form in 2 weeks.
So, in other words, you're giving a timetable to the subcommittees to come up with a draft of recommendations to submit within 2 weeks back to the NFC.
That is my hope. That may or may not turn out to be realistic, but at least in the case of Los Angeles, I am hoping that it's realistic.
I think we can do it.
Okay.
How about WBAI? What are we going to do about our
Well, it's a question, but for right now, we had targeted the two stations that we selected, and I think that we kind of need to run through those processes. It's perfectly fair to bring up the issue of WBAI. It's big. It's a little bigger than, you know, non-budgetary compliance in sort of it's a structural problem. Paul, what are your thoughts about this? We are going to get sucked into budgets come June, and that's going to be the end of that. So we have a limited window here where we're really going to be able to work on much besides budgets, because I kind of figure June to the middle of October is budgets, like it or not. So my thought was we could do two sets of recommendations by the end of May, realistically, and try to do them well. I wasn't sure that we could do much more than that.
I've been amazed that BAI hasn't been the that BAI.
Yes.
I have just rejected in my mind two characterizations, neither of which I will say on the stream. I was sort of surprised that BAI never came up, but other two stations did. Unfortunately, I can see the logic behind it, because BAI has been rolling along in its usual dysfunctional way, whereas some other stations seem to have unusual dysfunctional stuff happening. So I can really see where some other stations have a bigger emergency, especially since WPFW must move, and, you know, that's a big one. So I can see not doing BAI in the face of this. I'm wondering if maybe during the budget process, BAI is going to be something that comes up a bit. I mean, if we all want to do a WBAI and what's with it meeting, we can certainly do that. Although I sort of suspect we've done that more than once. I mean, so basically it seems to come down to me, it looks like BAI is having its usual problems, whereas a couple of other stations are having unusual that need to be addressed more rapidly. So.
Yes,
I would say that was kind of where I came down, in the sense of, you know, you have to have at least a couple legs on the animal, even if one is broken. But you can't have three broken or four broken.
Ken, just one last thing before we adjourn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With these subcommittees, it might seem like silly, but I think it would really be good to appoint a convener, so that the three of us or the four of us in these subcommittees, I thought you were going to do it. So let's assign it before we adjourn who's going to convene the...
I'll take responsibility for KPFK.
That's great. Let's do the same for W.
Okay. A W convener, which I'm okay with doing if no one else wants to jump in. Marcus? All right. That's good. Make those LSP treasurers work.
This is Kim.
There you go.
It's Bill.
Okay, I heard Bill. I think I heard Kim.
You did.
Okay, Bill first.
You want me to read the names in our Paul's excellent minutes of who's on which committee?
That was very helpful, Bill. Because
awesome.
Okay.
I'm too much of a lazy slug to have to go to the notes. So.
Okay. Well, Tracy and LaVarne are on both. For WPFW, yeah. There's Marcus and Campbell, of course, and then also Jim Boyd and R. Paul, where possible. And then for...
Wait, who is that? Marcus, Campbell, Jim Boyd, and who?
R. Paul.
R. Paul.
R. Paul.
Okay.
With a question mark, but yeah.
Tracy and LaVarne are on both of them. And then for KPFK, there's Ken and Kim, of course. Then me, Bill, R. Paul, again, where possible. Barbara and Tracy and LaVarne.
Okay.
So,
well, that's good. So let's convene. It doesn't have to be 100% attendance. We'll just go for, like, you know, the reasonable 80%. But hopefully both people from that station minimum. And, and any time of the day or the week that we can fit them in. Because we know we don't have 5:30 weeknights for a lot of people, so we may have to jam them in somewhere else, and they don't need to be streamed, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds
Does that sound okay with everybody? Are we good?
Yeah.
We're good.
Well, good. I still have a comment.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
Relative to what R. Paul was saying about WBAI, I consider what we're doing sort of pre-budgeting.
It certainly will be a part of that, sure.
Well,
Well, let's keep it on the table. Let's do this and see where we are in 2 weeks. And if we feel like, as a committee, we still have some energy and we're making good progress, we can certainly add that on.
Well, no, it's not. They're not two separate tasks. I mean, what we do now will be, part of what we base the new budget on, not the old budget, which wasn't working.
Okay. I think that's probably a pretty good point, and we may need to go that way. Yeah. We can talk about it some more in 2 weeks. All right. Anything else? Okay. Thanks for letting us break up early tonight, guys. I appreciate it. We're adjourned.
I'm thrilled.
Yep. And we'll catch up on the phone over the next couple weeks. Bye.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.